أحب الوفاء بشتى الصور، أحب الوفي الأمين. The milk of human kindness is a unique feature which has never ceased to amaze and puzzle me throughout my entire adult life. At the age of 71 years old, I still firmly hold the belief that this kindness can be likened to a river which constantly sprouts and flows from the many arid areas of man's inhumanity to man, but which eventually ends up into an ocean of humanity and humanism. Let me illustrate and vindicate above mentioned assertion through an incident which I experienced not so long ago. Immediately after my term of office as the elected council of Annadale, which ended on the 13th of November 2000, an elderly, hyper-stressed local lady approached me for an urgent attention, assistance, and hopefully a satisfactory solution regarding her current, highly exorbitant yet inexplicable rates and taxes, water and electricity account. The short of it all is that my intervention and interaction with the relevant officials yielded satisfactory end results, whereby this indigent elderly lady's account was reversed with 85% in her favor. In sincere gratitude, she offered me a meal and beverages, which I politely refused, the excuse being constipation and bladder problems. Little did I realize that my refusal had touched something deep and kind within the elderly lady's bosom. On the 23rd of December the same year, her two unemployed sons came to my residence, requested my company on a short ride into Annadale. My assumption was for advice on various social political issues. To the contrary, ShopRite, Jamila and Meat City were our destination, from whence bulk groceries, fruit, cold rings and meat parcels were purchased by them. Lo and behold, without much ado, the two sons, upon reaching my residence, unpacked and offloaded all the merchandise into my kitchen, to both my spouse and my puzzlement. For a while we were stunned, only to learn the elderly lady, their mother, regarded less of her dire financial straits and generally opted to mete out her kindness unto me. This selfless action on her part has left an indelible impression that if we all could practically show and prove unfettered kindness unto each other, this world will be a much better place for all of us. Submitted by Mr. K. A. Williams.